Good morning. It's October 21st, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion to the book of the same name. Today's title is, Are You Worthy? He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. 1 Peter 2:24, ESV. You're probably tired of hearing about our Labradoodle Windsor, but he's really a very good boy. If you give him the command to sit, or high-five, or lie down, and he does it, well, then he deserves a treat, right? If, on the other hand, he just looks up at you, cocks his head to one side, and acts as if you have either lost your mind or are speaking Swahili, then no treat, right? That's what it means to be deserving. If you behave in a certain way, then you'll get rewarded. If you behave differently than that, you not only get no reward, you might even get punished. That would be undeserving. So if you're a sinner, maybe you've cheated, lied, embezzled, had an abortion, committed date rape, hit your spouse, stolen from a store, stolen a car or a stereo, have addiction issues to alcohol, drugs, hookers, porn, gambling, or maybe you're just self-centered and downright mean. You name it. Well then, no reward for you, right? I mean, aren't Christians rewarded because they're good people? If you find yourself in that sinner group, you're just not worthy of salvation, right? Would a church even want you to be a member? The good people who follow the rules never commit crimes, have few bad habits, and treat most everyone with love and respect. Surely they're worthy of the sacrifices Christ made. This, of course, is the wisdom of the world, and the reason God tells us repeatedly in Scriptures not to trust it. Psalm 3:5, James 4:4, 1 Corinthians 1:19-20, and 3:19. Worthiness and deservedness are often confused. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners, Romans 5:8. Yet sinners is the old English way to say that we're all still sinning at the moment we are saved by putting our faith in Christ. Our worth is defined by that faith. God sees our worth in Christ and Christ in us, and that's how we attain the righteousness required to come into the Father's presence. It has nothing whatsoever to do with what we deserve. What we deserve is death, every one of us, Romans 6:23. So if we constantly sin and are undeserving of reward, what determines our worth? True, the believer's value, their worth, their very identity, is found in Christ Jesus. But what is the worth of any man that God would care enough to sacrifice his only son for them? Why does God pay attention to mankind at all? God is not only aware of man's plight, separation from him, even if self-inflicted, but he gave man dominion over all the earth and all the creatures that live upon it. Psalm 8:1-8. In fact, God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. John 3:16, NIV. So the next time you think you're not worthy of God's love or Christ's sacrifice, you're thinking like the world, like the evil one wants you to think. If someone tells you you don't deserve God's love, they're right. You don't. What you deserve is death, and that has been man's ultimate reward since the rebellion in the garden. However, if you think you're not worth God even troubling about you, you are dead wrong. You're made in his image, and he's the one who has determined your worth, is not simply high, but inestimable. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you that you chose to give us Christ rather than the death we deserve. Thank you that you made us in your image, and although we may have tarnished it with rebellion, we haven't erased it. As such, you see us as worthy of your extreme and unfailing love. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.